Cactus Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
My name is Phil Norris, and I'm here at Key Arts this afternoon at the Isle of Wight Story Festival for children and families. I'm here with Ian Dickens. Ian, can you tell us the story behind the Isle of Wight Story Festival, please?
So, 2024 is the 175th anniversary of Charles Dickens being on the Isle of Wight with his wife and then eight children. They stayed in Bonchurch for 3 months, and he was writing David Copperfield, the most autobiographical of all of his books. And we thought, to mark that anniversary, wouldn't it be great to tie in with the Isle of Wight Story Festival and create a short story competition? So out of that, 500 Words was born. And part of the project was that I would go and visit primary schools right across the island. I would give them an illustrated talk about Charles Dickens's rags to riches life, how storytelling and writing took him from a place of great sadness to this international celebrity, and then encourage them to enter the competition and write their 500 words. So over the autumn months, that is what happened. I visited 14 primary schools. We had over 100 entries. And the closing date was just before Christmas. All the entries then went off the island, so completely unbiased, and they were all read by five descendants of Charles Dickens, and my brother and cousins. And they were asked to pick either one or one or two of the stories that were their favourite. That gave us a shortlist of 13. And then on the island, Elspeth Giddings, chair of the Isle of Wight Story Festival, Dawn Haig Thomas, our High Sheriff, and myself, sat and debated for quite a long time to pick those 13 and decide which was the winners, which was the runners-up, which was the highly commended. So a great project. It was real joyful to go into schools and see the engagement with the story of my great-great-grandfather. And I hope, it's still to be discussed, but I hope we can do it again next year and maybe make it an annual event.
The stories were, you wouldn't think the stories were written by children, would you? They were incredible stories.
Incredibly profound. And across such a wide range of topics, some very poignant, some very funny.
Yes.
And as I said at the beginning, you know, we had our 13 prize winners was here, but actually everybody that entered this competition is a prize winner. If they sat staring at a blank sheet of paper and thought, I want to take part in this festival and I want to pick up my pen and write a story, well done them, and keep it up.
It's an incredible thing. I know we've just recorded the winner and her story.
We have our final prize, but this one is two prizes. Let's look at the first one first, which is, excuse me, £100 book token. So let's hear that story and hear the name. If you are the winner, can you stay on the stage, please, once you've been given your gift? We've got two things to give you. So let's hear who the winner is.
Well, I'm delighted to announce that the winner of the competition this year wrote a charming story called Buzz and Bonnie, the Spy Cats, and the Foul Food Thief by Elsie Taylor of St. Blasius in Shanklin. Congratulations.
Buzz and Bonnie, the Spy Cats and the Foul Food Thief by Elsie Taylor. In a large detached house on the main street, the one with the luxurious gardens, lived two adorable ragdoll cats. Bonnie, the small black and white cat, is a gentle and quiet creature, but she is cunning when there are cardboard boxes around. Buzz, the brownish feline, is oversweet because he gives his family the best cuddles, but wakes them up every morning purring and rubbing their faces. Interestingly, that is something you need to know about these furry balls. By day, they are lazy, cute kittens, but by night, they are spies. Once they were on a mission, and they were heading to their boss's house on Avenue Road. Now, her name was Millie, and she always greets the cats with a teethy white grin and a cup of rich milk to warm your body. Today, she was wearing her colorful bucket hat, which meant she was in a good mood. Right on time. I have a mission for you, Millie announced as she led them to the elevator that went up to her lab. Inside, there were billions of fragile spy gadgets. Focus, Millie shouted. I've got work to do. What work? Asked Buzz, rather confused. There is a problem that happened last night. Somebody stole all the cat food in the world. Millie exclaimed, with a frown on her fluffy face. But what do we do? Meowed Bonnie. We find out who did it, Millie said encouragingly. They used one of Millie's high-tech gadgets to teleport them to a factory which made all the cat food in the world. But someone had smashed and squished them all. Suddenly, something caught the corner of Buzz's eyes. It was a hare. Maybe a cat hair? Bonnie questioned. Wait a minute, said Buzz, as he pulled out his magnifying glass. That's the hair of a... Suddenly, a shadow appeared in the distance. Dog! They all screamed, pointing their paws at the enormous hound. The canine was stomping on all the goods in his path. I have no home, because humans always buy those little brats, he boomed, meaning cats. Buzz pounced at the dog, but all he did was giggle. The team put their fuzzy heads together and worked out a plan. Bonnie shot with all her might at the dog, and he tumbled to the ground. Buzz grabbed a rope from the shelf and tied the villain's legs together. While all this was happening, Miles was distracting the canine by asking, "What's your name?" which was Nelson. Then Buzz called the pet police. Soon after, the animals took Nelson away. He had a sad look on his face, but they knew it was the right thing to do. The factory can now make food for cats all around the world. The team went home for cuddles. But Buzz wished his owners could understand so he could tell all his amazing adventures.
The winner of the first prize also gets something for their school. So our winner gets her height in books for her school. So it's all our special guests. I'm going to bring the books out and we're going to stack them to make sure we've got her height in books, okay? If you want individual photographs with any of the Dickens family or the High Sheriff before we go, we've got a few minutes to do that. If you'd like that. If not, thank you so much for coming. We hope to repeat this competition next year, but a special announcement. There's going to be a special publication by Medina Publishers of the winning stories and the shortlisted stories. So there'll be a book coming out just sometime this year, so you'll all get a copy of it.
And I'm sitting here at the back of the theatre with the winner of the Story Festival. Her name is Elsie. Hello, Elsie.
Hello.
You won. Congratulations. And we're sitting here with Grandad. Hello, Grandad.
Hello.
How do you feel, Grandad?
Unbelievable. It's so nice.
Yeah, it's very emotional, isn't it? It's lovely. It's lovely. So tell me about your story, Elsie.
Well, it's kind of based on my cats at home because I always, like, I read this story by Dermot O'Leary about, like, his cats and they were, like, ninjas. And that really, like, gave me an idea to base it on my cats, but they're, like, spies.
Okay. Yeah, it was very clever.
And the name Nelson is from my nana's dog.
Is it? So you've done what Charles Dickens did. He took people that he knew and he created a character with their characteristics, and that's exactly what you've done.
Yeah.
So you're carrying on with the Charles Dickens legacy. Fabulous, fabulous. And you won a tower of books for your school, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty short though.
How many? You should have put your head up a little bit. How many books did you win?
I don't know.
You didn't count them. I think there's about 30, wasn't there? 30 or 40?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lovely. And how does it feel to meet the great-great-grandsons of Charles Dickens?
Well, it's really, like, I think I've read one of Charles Dickens' books before, so it's really, like, cool to meet his, like, great-great-grandson. Yeah. And it's, like, just overwhelming to hear him just read my story out.
He read it well, didn't he? Did you like hearing it being read out?
Yeah. I've showed most of my family, and they've read it out.
Yeah.
It's like, and they said it was really good, but I didn't think it would win, so...
You did really, really well. There was a lot of stories, excellent stories here. So you did so well. Well done. How long did that take you to write that story?
Well, I I did like loads of versions and I just like made it improvements, but it probably took me about a few weeks.
A few weeks?
Yeah, because I always, I made like a first story, then I improved it, then I had to prove it again because it had more than 500, so
yeah, yeah.
I had to improve it like loads of times.
Well done. And may I ask which school do you go to that has won?
St. Blasius.
St. Blasius. Elsie, congratulations. Fabulous. I look forward to your book, which is coming out from Medina, isn't it? They're going to do a book with all the winners' stories, so that'll be good. So we'll have to get you into the studio, and you can come and do a book signing or something. Yeah, shall we do that? Yeah? We'll have a word with parents and granddad and stuff, and we'll sort that out. Well done, Elsie. Lovely to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done, Grandad. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.